USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring a national emergency in his latest bid to combat the escalating coronavirus crisis. Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hovind tells Fox News this was a good move by the president.
It's not only an all-of-government approach, we've also got the ingenuity of American enterprise. So we've got the American people working hard at the social distancing. We've got American companies jumping on the task, American ingenuity, all-of-government approach at the federal and the state level. So, yeah, very impressive.
Also in that press conference, President Trump says he will be tested for the coronavirus, and stocks are posting their biggest rally since 2008 after President Trump declared a national emergency, the Dow ending on a positive day, closing up 1,985 points to finish at 23,185. The S&P rose 230. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
The Pentagon wants to reevaluate its decision to award a $10 billion cloud contract to Microsoft. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
It could be a victory in the making for Amazon, which protested the award to Microsoft. In a court filing, the Defense Department says it, quote, wishes to reconsider its award decision in response to the other technical challenges that Amazon's presented. Amazon sued after Microsoft got the contract last October. It argued that the decision was politically motivated by President Trump's dislike of Amazon's CEO Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, which Bezos owns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Louisiana will postpone its presidential primary, which was originally scheduled for April 4th, as part of the state government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. More news can be found at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Details are scarce on this plan, but however the plan shakes out, experts are predicting a bumpy ride for taxpayers for the remainder of the filing season. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing, though, for your 2020 taxes.
One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated at work. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax filing status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing, which means that you were sorting through receipts, trying to take different deductions as you were doing your taxes. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So that means that taxes have become a lot simpler for Americans, and it also means it allows you more clarity, more ability to plan. It means you don't have to count on that refund or think going into April 15th every year that your tax situation is going to be drastically different, because there's certainly going to be a lot more certainty for taxpayers as they look at their taxes each year as a result of taking that standard deduction.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.